This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Little tribute here, Nelly. I love it. We lost this guy a couple of days ago. Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan until 10:35 tonight. Joel Nelson with me behind the glass. If you're a fan of tonight's soundtrack, you can credit him. A lot of people very happy with the work that Joel does with the music choices. A lot of people, especially wrestling fans, happy with what our guy Gorgeous Charlie Borges does on his nights behind the glass. We're going to get into a lot of different stuff tonight. I want to start, though, with a few Pirates trade hypotheticals. There are also some Penguins trade rumors out there. But I do want to start with the Buccos because they are a big topic of conversation right now. They are coming off 2 out of 3 wins in Cincinnati. It's a nice series win against a divisional rival. And they go into a weekend series against one of the teams and organizations I view as the class of baseball, not necessarily this year because they are trailing a Philadelphia Phillies team that is just off to a manic start in the first half of the season. The Phillies, arguably the best team in all of baseball. But they will play the Atlanta Braves Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday, a special morning start time on Sunday, by the way, 11:35 first pitch. You can listen to that game right here on 93.7 The Fan. Joel, I believe it's Roku where the broadcasts are.
That is now, correct, Donnie. Roku's got the television rights for that game on Sunday morning. So, perfect day to spend it with us.
I should have probably looked into that more beforehand because I have a Roku at home. So, I guess it's just on like the Roku channel or something. Like there's an app with it that I probably should have just downloaded, or maybe it comes with the device automatically. I don't know. But yes, they will be playing at 11:35. On Sunday morning, and the only local broadcast to that game, and if you don't have Roku or Roku TV, you have to tune in right here on 93.7 The Fan. I want to get into some of the Pirates trade hypotheticals that have been floated around for the last couple of days. And we're going to take the first one from our pal Pony. We just got done, you know, full show kind of going back and forth on some of the hypotheticals that the Pirates could be looking at. One I found interesting that he put out there on Twitter yesterday, per a Pirates source on his tweet, it would be a trade between the Pirates and the Miami Marlins. Miami would receive Henry Davis, Mike Burrows, and Luis Ortiz. The Pirates would receive Jazz Chisholm and reliever Tanner Scott. Joel, I want to get your take on this in a second. I actually have more of a holdup with guys like Burrows and Ortiz than I do Davis on this deal. And I would not have ever expected myself saying that, especially due to the fact that Davis was a former first overall pick just 3 years ago. But I think Davis right now is actually the easiest part of the deal to part ways with. Maybe it's recency bias, maybe it's naive of me, but I like what Ortiz is doing for this ball club right now. He seems like the type of player, doesn't come across as important. By the way, some big NBA news that we will touch on in a few minutes and later in tonight's show that just came down. I have more of a holdup with Davis because Ortiz is the type of guy, not that he is the best player on the roster or even the best pitcher on the roster. He just seems like the type of player that they have right now that is a glue guy. Like, things could fall apart if you take Luis Ortiz out of the current situation. I mean, think about it. He has come up in some important situations. Not exactly a high-leverage pitcher, per se, in the late games. He's not pitching in the 7th, 8th, or 9th innings, but he has come through multiple times when the Pirates have gone with an opener, when they've used Carmen Majinski, and then they go with Luis Ortiz to eat the bulk of the innings. He was fantastic yesterday in the rubber match against the Reds. 6 innings, just 1 earned run, 7 strikeouts. I feel like he is actually a very key component to the operation right now. In an area that is very, very thin on their roster, which is that middle relief part of that bullpen, he's a very important player to me. And you're going to find this funny because the names I'm going to bring up in the last decade plus of Pirates baseball when these guys were on playoff teams, they won't be remembered as important as they probably should be. Joel, do you remember the names Genmar Gomez or Brad Lincoln?
Only a slight little bit, but
so,
that's it.
Not necessarily memorable players, not even necessarily good players, but they at least played a key part in what those Pirates teams had as they made runs to the playoffs because they were that long relief guy. Sometimes they would make a spot start, and hey, sometimes they would surprise you. I think that's kind of what Luis Ortiz has done this season. ERA in the low threes. He's been great for them. He really has been. He's fallen into this new role, and he has been thriving since the season has begun. And then Mike Burrows is really a question mark. Coming off Tommy John surgery, he is still in their top 10 prospects. He's number 9 right now since Paul Skeens is officially off that top 10 list. They are loaded with pitchers. So that's where you maybe make the sense of it's a 24-year-old. He hasn't yet come up. We shouldn't have too much of a holdup getting rid of this guy because you have names like Chandler, Solometo, Harrington, Ashcraft, all of those guys in the top 10. Those names all in the top 5. Termar Johnson, the only position player that is in the top 5 with all of those pitchers. So 2 out of the 3 guys probably somewhat easy to part ways with. Maybe you already see Henry Davis as a done deal. Like, this guy really just, you know, it's not clicking for him. He won't figure it out. You maybe have that fear he's the catching version of Tyler Glass now. I don't know. Guy who dominated all the way through the minors, just can't figure out how it works in the majors. Maybe he goes elsewhere and becomes a great player. That always could happen. I understand that. But you also can't play afraid like that. So, Joel, first, I'm going to put that deal on the table for you. Oddly enough, my big holdup there is Luis Ortiz. So the deal would be the Pirates sending Henry Davis, Mike Burrows, Luis Ortiz to the Marlins. In return, they get Jazz Chisholm and Tanner Scott.
It's really tough. I would say no by a little slight bit because you can still see maybe there's still a little bit more that Henry Davis that the Pirates can discover. Luis Ortiz has been really good. I know that's, you know, and he had that really good game yesterday and looks like he's becoming a very solid option for the Pirates now, so you'd hate to depart with him. And then, you know, you never know that Mike Burrows, he might be something pretty special. He may not get a full like workload this season. You know, and we'll see him hopefully sometime in the second half. He may not be pitching to his, you know, biggest extent yet coming off of the Tommy John surgery. But if I had to take a guess, I would say no by a slight little bit.
So if they could find some way, I think, with this deal to, you know, you could throw in another player, maybe even throw in another prospect if you want to. It's just, maybe I just have too much of an affection for how Luis Ortiz has played so far. If you could throw in somebody else that would be attractive to Miami, that is not Luis Ortiz, maybe it is one of those pitchers that is right around your top 10, right around the same spot as Burrows.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
But also, maybe it is one of the many middle infielders that you have in your top 10. Or maybe you want to look into some guys that are in your teens in terms of your top 30 prospects. It's not like Luis Ortiz is a superstar. I just get this weird feeling with him. He is like a glue guy type player. And right now he is holding together a lot of things that really help out that bullpen. I mean, he has bailed them out multiple times in just the last few weeks. And not to mention before that, when he was in his normal role, he was already off to a really good season. Now, I said yesterday with the guys, they brought this up. I said that I thought Jazz Chisholm was a little bit overrated. I still think that. However, he would be a good player and one of the best players inserted into the Pirates offense. That's true. 78 games this year. He has 10 home runs, 37 runs batted in. He has stolen 14 bases. He's on pace to be a 2020 player. I mean, hard to deny that would be arguably the best Pirates player, maybe outside of Brian Reynolds right now. Hitting .264, the OPS, .764, the OPS plus is .111. And then Tanner Scott having a great season as well in that bullpen for Miami. So that makes it intriguing too. I understand that I'm probably overvaluing Luis Ortiz by a lot, but just something mentally tells me that he is doing a lot for what that pitching staff has. But if you add somebody like Tanner Scott, then you have a really serious bullpen, hopefully, down the stretch of the season. You hope Aroldis Chapman figures things out. It seems like David Bednar has. Now he's dealing with an injury. You hope that he can rebound from that. But Colin Holderman has been great. And you add Tanner Scott into the mix. He has a 1.59 ERA in 33 appearances this year, 34 innings. ERA plus of .277, that's off the charts. He's about a strikeout per inning guy. So it does raise your eyebrow a little bit, but for some reason with me, I don't like Ortiz being part of that. Here's another one with the Chicago White Sox. This is per Matt Spiegel of 670, The Score in Chicago. He says that the White Sox are expecting 2, maybe even 3 top 100 prospects and something like 4 to 5 players in the whole deal for Luis Robert Jr. Robert hit another home run today. He's having a down year, but last season, I'll get to those numbers in a second, he was very good. He would be far and away the best that the Pirates have to offer. So, how many guys do the Pirates have in MLB's top 100 prospects, you ask? They have 3. None of them are in the top 50. They're all within a range of 6 to 7 spots. Tamar Johnson is number 58, Bubba Chandler 63, Anthony Solometo is 64. Would you feel comfortable parting with any combo of those 3 or even all 3? None of those players having very good seasons right now, or really even average seasons right now. Robert, again, having a bad year. He hit a homer today. He has 8 on the season. He's hitting under 200. But what did he do last year? Really, his first full season, which is kind of a concern right off the bat because he hasn't stayed healthy for an entire campaign. Now, the COVID year, 56 games, but 68 games after that, 98 games in 2022, and so far only 27 games in 2024. 145 games last year, he hit 38 home runs, which was his season high by 26. He had seasons of just 11, 13, and 12 before that. 38 home runs, he stole 20 bases, he hit .264, the OPS was .857, OPS plus was .129. He was an all-star, he had a great season. You wonder, though, is that the outlier in a positive way? So, Joel, I ask you again, how much would you be willing to part with for Luis Robert Jr.? Do you think that last year was just an outlier in a positive sense? Do you think he'll ever get back to close to what he did with the White Sox in 2023? Is he worth somebody giving up 2, maybe 3 top 100 prospects for?
I think so, and especially because for the Pirates, you know, there are a lot of question marks about, are they really going to take the trade deadline serious this year? And I think if you were to trade, you know, your 3 or 3 of your 4 top prospects, I think that does say that you're being serious. You might have to also overpay to, like, really make an exclamation point that you are being serious to other teams and that you are trying to contend this year. So I think so. I think there's still plenty enough left in the tank for Luis Robert Jr. to become a really good bat again, and we see the Luis Robert Jr. of old.
I would honestly really consider that one, and maybe I wouldn't want to part ways with all 3 of those guys, maybe find a way to make it 2, and then you pick out 2 other players maybe out of your prospects that are maybe outside of the top 100 in all of baseball. But say it's Johnson and Chandler or Johnson and Solometo, because you're going to imagine it's going to be the position player and then one of those 2 pitchers. I would really consider it because, I mean, they got a lot of pitchers loaded up. They got a handful of middle infield guys as well in just their top 10. So I think they should make a move. Robert Murray was on the Baseball Insiders podcast, kind of scoffed at Pony's idea about Vlad Guerrero Jr. We may get into that later on. But he suggested Taylor Ward as a move that they should make. They are in the thick of things. They do have to be a team that does something if they stay this way for the next few weeks, because the trade deadline is about a month away. We know that they have been afraid to move on from prospects at times, and we know an infamous time when they weren't, the Chris Archer deal. But I thought a caller made a good point yesterday. Scared money don't make money. They shouldn't be scared of what happened years ago because it burned them. Also want to touch on the Penguins quickly here, because there is the Tristan Jarry rumor that has been floated out there. There is belief that he's on the block. That comes from Elliot Friedman. He's the NHL version of Adam Schefter. Talked a little bit about this last night with Charlie, because Charlie is our resident hockey fanatic here on The Fan. I would move off Jarry as fast as possible, to be honest. Joel, I don't know how you feel about Tristan Jarry. I don't trust him as a player. I think the contract stinks. He gets hurt too often for me, and he chokes in big games. They probably won't get the Linus Allmark return, and that's fine. But if I can move off the contract and the player, then I'm in. I think Alex Nedeljkovic signing that two-year deal really makes you question how much faith they have in Tristan Jarry.
I would make the trade, too. Yeah, it almost feels like signing back Nedeljkovic on, what, it was a two-year deal, I think?
Yes.
So it's really not a one-year prove-it deal. He's got a chance to be the Penguins' number one goalie now. Probably will be if Jarry were to get traded. We know that Joel Blomqvist is set to be up at some point, and I would imagine he'll play a good handful of games for the Penguins this year, and Nedeljkovic would be their number one goalie, and he was just that in the home stretch of the regular season last year. And I think with kind of a timeshare between those two guys, where maybe Nedeljkovic gets like 3 of every 4 starts, 4 of every 5 once Joel Blomqvist is here, I think absolutely you could trade Tristan Jarry. It's weird that it's, you know, one year after that 5-year deal he signed, but got to do what you got to do, right?
412-928-9370 if you want to react to any of that. Penguins trade rumors of Tristan Jarry, Pirates trade hypotheticals, Vlad Guerrero Jr., Luis Robert Jr., that deal we threw out there with the Miami Marlins, 412-928-9370. That is also the number of the Fan text line, which is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up next, got something pretty cool on tap, especially if you are a follower of local high school athletics. Going to talk to someone that was a local Olympic hopeful this year, did not quite reach the threshold to make it, but still plenty of time to do so in her career. We have Lily King, Mount Pleasant swimmer, NC State recruit, coming up next to tell her story right here. Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.